The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Angels, all things paranormal. This is Angel Talk.
Hi, dear ones. Welcome to this episode of Angel Talk. I'm Rachel Corpus, psychic medium and angel communicator. This week, I'm going to share a very amazing story with you that happened to me recently that, quite frankly, I'm still processing. I'm a little nervous to share it because I know that the extraterrestrial realm and the angelic realm trust me. And I know that they trust me because I don't censor anything that they show me. And we have an agreement that they show me things when it's time, and that the timeliness of their messages align with my readiness. They show me things when I am safe and when you all are ready to hear them. So we're going to go with that. Today, I'm going to share something that was shown to me recently that I thought only belonged in the movies up until a few years ago. I recently was shown, taken into, quite frankly, a Stargate. Here's how my Rachel brain works. I talk to spirit all the time, right? It's my life, Monday through Friday, from dawn until supper time, pretty much. I talk to spirit. Then I have a shutoff time where I am just mama, wife, person. And on the weekends, I try to be off as well, unless I have a group session or an event or something, or I'm recording the podcast. Even so, that's a lot of time that I'm dealing with spirit. I love it. What I'm saying is, you'd think I'm with spirit so much I wouldn't be skeptical, right? Oh, no, not this girl. I still have my moments where I'm like, oh yeah, that's cool, but can you prove it? Show me validation. Show me validation, prove it. So I had one of those moments recently where I said, hey, Sarai, and by the way, if you're just catching this podcast recently, Sarai is the collective of mostly extraterrestrials that for whatever reason have chosen me as their mouthpiece. They are a collective of extraterrestrials from many planets who have joined together as a council, a very loving council. And they're also joined with the angelic realm. So we've got archangels, worker angels, guardian angels. We have beings from different dimensions, which can include fairies, ethereal beings, light beings of all kinds that you might have thought only belonged in literature or movies, but could be leprechauns, unicorns, dragons, of course, from those beautiful realms. They join with the extraterrestrials and they are uniting because they recognize that our Earth realm is ready for its leveling up in our evolution. We've always been evolving, and they say we're ready for the next level. And according to them, we are at a new stage in that evolution where we're more ready to take the baton. We're ready to do our part. And so they're here to give us more information. I'm not the only one they're speaking through. There's people all over the world that are receiving channeled messages from Mother Mary, from Joseph, of Arimathea, from Abraham Hicks. Lots of channeled messages coming through. So I'm one of many. And of course, you can receive messages like this. Next week in the podcast, I'm going to lead a channeled meditation from the angelic realm and from Sarai that will help you receive messages like I do from Sarai, because I'm unique in a lot of ways, but this isn't one of them. You can do this just like I can. You're just as gifted as I am. Anyway, skeptical me says, as much as I'm with spirit, prove it, y'all, prove it. Well, what you ask for, you receive. On February 6th, I was laying in bed, fully awake. This was the night of February 5th, going into February 6th. And I was going to bed, fully awake, middle of the night. And something woke me up. I don't know what it was. I just was made aware to open my eyes. And I looked up, and my room was different. Different. In front of my eyes, there was what I can only describe to as a Stargate. I have not ever seen a Stargate before, except in the movie Stargate. If you haven't seen that movie from, there might be a remake, but I don't know when that first movie was made. You should watch it. There's a lot of truth in that, I remember. This Stargate was probably about 2 feet on top of me. So I'm laying in bed, 2 feet on top of me. I could reach up and put my hand in it. The metal of this Stargate, closest I can tell you, probably was like a copper type metal, but it wasn't a metal that I'd ever seen before. Hold on a minute. If you're wondering what a Stargate is, it's a device that helps with time travel. It's a portal. It's a type of wormhole, and a wormhole is something that allows you to travel to another location that's light years away instantaneously. So if you were to be in one room of your house and you wanted to go all the way to the kitchen, you would just go through the floor and be right in the kitchen. You wouldn't have to go down the hallway, through down the stairs and into the kitchen. You would just zip through a doorway and you'd be right in the kitchen. That's a wormhole. So Stargates allow you to go to, obviously, from wherever these beings were into my bedroom for some reason. So I'm looking up into this Stargate. It's this beautiful rose gold coppery metal. And I'm looking at it and it's turning. It has layers to it. It has these circle layers to it. And each circle is going in a different direction. Each circle has markings on it that remind me of hieroglyphics or Greek alphabet is probably a closer assumption, Greek alphabet. I don't know what these things are. I don't know what they mean. And yet they did feel kind of familiar. I'm really wishing at this time that I would have picked up my phone to take a picture. But I know myself, and when I get excited about something that's happening, it goes away. Like when I go into the quantum realm and I go into one of those quantum spaces that's 3D and real, it'll end as fast as it began. And at this moment, I didn't trust myself. I thought, okay, am I in an alternate space? Am I dreaming and I don't know it? I was loving this so much. Honestly, I didn't want it to go away. So I just went with it. I was telling my body to be calm. I was telling my mind to be chill. Be cool, Rachel. Be cool, be cool, be cool. I was watching this Stargate do its thing. And as it was turning its different directions, each one of these was turning. I couldn't hear anything. There was no noise at all. All I could hear was the sound of my ceiling fan and snoring from my husband. So clearly still in my bedroom, wasn't scared at all. Then I started to feel my physical body rising up from my bed. So I told myself, okay, I'm just gonna go with it. As soon as I started to just relax, y'all, I was levitating. When I started to notice it more, then I flopped back down on my bed. So then I relaxed and I started to float up again. And it's like my boobies went first. And then I'd notice it and get a little freaked out and I'd fall back again. It's like, okay, I may only get one shot at this my whole life. I'm gonna go with it. I've got clean underwear on. Got an undershirt on. I'm wearing pants. So if I brushed my teeth, I'm okay. If I go to another realm, I'm not going to embarrass myself or my family. Okay, my room's pretty clean, so I feel like things are in order. Things are in order. So I just let go and I started to float. I must have gone pretty high because soon I feel my husband's hands on my ankles. And I'm still chill, 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 Rachel, be chill. But I'm aware that my body is floating off of the bed. And I'm only hanging on by my ankles. I really think in reality that my shins were probably still on the bed, but you have to understand, I had gone from laying on my back to rising up like Dracula style off of my bed into this Stargate. I suspended that way for a while and I just floated and I watched this Stargate spin a doodle around me. And then the Stargate seemed to just dissipate, and all of a sudden, I was in a galaxy. My bedroom had totally disappeared. Totally. I had a sleep mask on. Just a regular sleep mask from the Dollar Tree. Had a sleep mask on. And it was loose enough that I could open my eyes behind it. So sometimes I had my eyes open and eyes shut, and it didn't seem to matter. I was still seeing the Stargate, and that freaked me out a little bit. I had to talk myself down. But I was floating up into the Stargate, and then I kind of heard my husband say, "You all right, Rach? You all right?" And I whispered, "Yeah, yeah, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good." And because I didn't want him to worry, I sat back down kind of on my haunches, and the room had changed into this beautiful galaxy. I can't tell you enough that my bedroom had gone away. I lifted my sleep mask up, still no bedroom. I was in a galaxy. Now this looked like our starry night, but the stars looked different. They looked like they were moving. They were almost look like squiggles. And I can't tell you, I couldn't make out if they were squiggles or if they were moving. I couldn't tell. Couldn't tell then, can't tell you now. But what was amazing is I was moving around the room and there was no beginning or end to this space. I laid back down in my bed and I looked up. It was like I was in the night sky. I even felt the edge of my bed and I looked over my bed and I was looking into the bottom of the sky and it didn't go away. I fell asleep to this. I was trying to keep myself awake, but at some point I drifted off to sleep. I wanted this to last forever. And I'm telling you, I was wide awake when this was happening. This was not a dream. I woke up the next day and I remembered everything. Wrote it down, couldn't wait to tell you, and I thought that was the end. Nope, not at all. But before I go on, do you know what else happened on February 6th? In Turkey, earthquakes that rocked the region on February 6th, tens of thousands of people died in a pair of horrible earthquakes that rocked the region on February 6th. I'm bringing up those earthquakes because something the angels told me is when man... There are stargates that have been created on this earth by man, and they go as far back to Atlantis. Some stargates have been created by the extraterrestrial realm, and they are still here. Some have been manufactured by man, perhaps the government or foreign governments. And when they open up, the energy is so strong, it creates earth events, weather events. And I'm just saying, isn't it something that I was shown this portal or Stargate opening on February 5th, 6th, and it's also the same time that we had this huge weather event happening in Turkey? Not sure if there's a connection there, but I thought that was a awfully big coincidence. You know, other examples of stargates that don't look that way. Stonehenge is a stargate, for example. I'm going to look up on my computer really quick, see if I can find some examples of other stargates. Because not all of them, of course, there's Atlantis, like I mentioned. See if there's any more. Stargates and hidden portals on Earth and in space. See what we can find out. So I'm seeing Stonehenge. I'm seeing there's an ancient Sumerian stargate at the Euphrates River. I'm seeing Gate of the Sun in Bolivia. There's one in Sri Lanka. Egypt has some stargates. And there's one already in Turkey. Be curious to see how close that was to the earthquake. Sedona Vortex is in the doorway of the gods. Have any of you been there? I'd be curious to know what your experience was like there. Now, those portals or vortexes or gateways, whatever you want to call them, stargates, some of those are stone, and they were created by ETs and humans joining together. And some were created by ancient aliens. We don't always know the stories, but I've also been told by the angels and the ETs that our government and foreign governments are trying to reproduce stargates. And I'm asking, why is that? And it's because there are elements on other planets that Earth is wanting to have a power source that Earth wants to help us sustain here. And when I talk to Sarai, their answer to that is, we would be willing to share as long as we had a promise that our elements would not be weaponized. And we have been unwilling to share our resources, our elements at this point, because what we've shared already has been used for nuclear war, nuclear methods up until this point. On with a story. A few days ago, I was meditating in my bedroom, sitting in the same spot, light of day, and I looked up from my book, and about 4 feet from the initial stargate, I noticed that there were some pretty distinct gold sparkles floating around in my room. That's not odd to me. I often see that aura around the room before my angels appear. And this was just a little more than normal, and they were bigger. They were about the size of quarters. Usually the angelic aura that I see, they're about like fireflies. These were bigger, and some of them were silver. They were then turning to navy blue. Again, the colors didn't surprise me, but there were more of them and they were thicker. Then as I looked, I began to see another stargate, and this stargate looked like a hologram. I could see it in perfect shape, but it was clear. And I could see the outline, could see the clear shape. It just was completely transparent. And it hovered there, so I could see it. And then I'm going to guess this lasted for about 4 minutes, 4 to 5 minutes. I wasn't aware that it was twisting and turning like the other one. It was just there, kind of at an angle. And I watched this, and then I realized it's not a stargate. This is a ship. I saw a hologram of an extraterrestrial ship shown to me in my bedroom. Now, of course, this couldn't be actual size because it was smaller than a car. It was probably about 4 feet in diameter. What I think was happening is I was being shown the holographic view of one of the ships, I guess we'll call them, that was landing somewhere in our atmosphere, somewhere else. I believe on February 6th, I was being shown the stargate that was opening somewhere in our atmosphere. There's another part to this story. Just 2 nights ago, I awoke to a very strange sensation. I was laying on my side, and I woke up to the sound and feeling of someone pushing something dry, kind of like a breath, into my throat. And it sounded like this. And it reminded me of that chloroseptic spray that you use on your throat sometimes when you have a sore throat, but it didn't taste like anything. And it woke me up, of course. And I opened my eyes, and right next to me, there was an extraterrestrial. And I said, telepathically, because we can do that, "Hey, what are you doing here?" And he, she said, "Hi, I'm here to inoculate you." Inoculate me? "Yes, I just did it." And that was the thing that he or she sprayed into my throat. And it was forceful enough that I had to swallow big. It was some sort of, I don't know what it was, something that was sprayed into my system. And I was told it needed to be done before the full moon, which is last night, actually, March 7th. I'm recording this on March 8th, 2023. And then I said, "Oh, okay, thank you. Say, could you hold my hand for a second?" And then my hand, completely on its own, rose up from the bed, and my five fingers turned into six fingers. And my hand and the alien's hand turned into one and just stayed there for a second. Then I said, "Do you think you could give me a hug?" And then both of my arms came, one came from out under me because I was laying on my side, and then the other hand that was already up came out in front of me, scooped in front of me, and then it was like I was giving myself a hug, but it was so tight and so firm, it was coming from the ET. He was giving me a hug. He or she was giving me a hug. But the funny thing is, there was no emotion to it because this particular ET was from a realm where their frequency is so high, they don't experience the squishy, cozy love that we do. They are loving, but they don't have the relational love that we do. So this ET was doing it for me. He or she didn't need it. And then poof, gone. That was it. So I don't know why these occurrences have been happening. I'm here for it. I'm really loving it. Not scared at all. I signed up for this. I know I did. But I do know something good is happening. I'm excited to share with you the meditation for next week for bringing in Sarai and the angelic realm. Because I know a lot of you are curious about creating your own connection with the extraterrestrial realm. Hear me promise that when you connect with this realm, nothing negative, nothing bad will happen. You will have moments of excitement, but there's nothing to fear. I can promise you that. Be brave. This is your waking up period. Have you noticed that you get to learn things that are new, but as you learn them, it also feels like you're remembering them at the same time, as if you already know these things? That's why I like to say you're waking up, you're coming out of hibernation, you're remembering. We're not really coming to this for the first time, are we? No, this isn't our first rodeo. We've been in this coven together before. And I am grateful to have walked this path with you before and again in this lifetime. So thanks for coming along with me. If you have a story to share about this or something else, send it my way. Email me at theangelcounselor@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. My website is rachelcorpus.com. On social media, Facebook, Instagram, find me at Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator. And if you haven't heard it lately, I want you to know you're so loved, and I love you. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with Rachel Corpus. To learn more or to contact Rachel, visit rachelcorpus.com.
Do you ever feel that calling that you should be doing more with your life? If you're unhappy with the status quo, I can help. My name is Elias Patras, and I'm an intuitive motivator, psychic medium, and motivational speaker. I know that feeling, and on my podcast, Your Inner Voice, I can help you answer that call to step into your life's purpose. I will show you how to recognize and listen to the signs and signals that are all around us and help you tap into your intuition. Join me for the show here on the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network and wherever you get your podcasts. Let's connect, educate, and grow on this journey together.